This is episode 17 of Sustainable Photography. We're talking about the corona pandemic in this episode, as there are some things that you should think about when it comes to preparing for possible restrictions and cancellations. You're listening to Sustainable Photography, where you get support and education to build your profitable business in a way that supports your way of living. I'm Ingvild Kolnes, and after 11 years as a photographer, I want to share what I've learned with you. So if you're looking for confidence, inspiration, and to-the-point tips, keep listening. For full transparency, I also want you to know that I'm a mentor with paid offers, and I might mention some of those in this episode. We're headed into the third year of the corona pandemic, with restrictions and cancellations making our life and our financial situation hard. There have been a lot of lessons learned, and in case we'll be seeing more of the same this year, I want to talk a bit about my mistakes and something I hope you'll think about going forward. Last year's cancellations ended up costing me tens of thousands of dollars because I was nice and I let people change their dates without charging for it. I haven't dared to do the exact math, but I think I've had about $100,000 in lost contracts. And when adding on a lack of inquiries and upsells, the loss is so big that I don't even want to think about it, for a business like mine anyway. So how do you deal with cancellations and reschedules? So last year, I became rather strict, which probably isn't really so strict, but it was definitely clear, because being transparent and clear, that's really key. I had to start telling my couples that they couldn't get reschedules for free anymore. But don't get me wrong, it really hurts to tell my clients that they have to pay to change their date. But you know what? I did the math. And that's what I want to tell you about now, because I hope you'll do your math as well. Okay, I'll give you an example. One couple wanted a third date from me. If they had agreed to my fee to reschedule, it would have cost them $1,250. The moves and the loss of my business, that cost me almost 10 times that for that one couple alone. It's also part of the story that the couple refused to pay and they treated me rather horribly. And they weren't the only ones. I also know of several other photographers that have been threatened by their clients, which is really hard for me to understand because, after all, this is why we have contracts in the first place. So it became time for me to put my foot down when I saw how much I was losing. I do see that a lot of my fellow photographers are still agreeing to postpone dates without any charge, and I want to urge you to do some calculations and figure out how much that's actually costing you. I also want you to get clear on how you want to deal with it. Update your policies and your contract and be clear about it upfront. If you want to charge a rebooking fee, make sure that you're covered by your contract when you decide how to deal with this. We shouldn't really be scared of the small print in our contracts. Explaining what things mean upon booking is a good practice to have. Include information in your welcome guide or your pricing guide about what it means that your booking fee is non-refundable and why. Get clear on your policies before you need them. Maybe you should even record a video where you talk through your contract and explain everything. But okay, before you get there, maybe you should actually check out how much it's going to cost you to keep giving away those dates. So if you want to work out your loss when a couple wants a new date that you're likely to get booked for, you have to find out how much the remaining payment for that current date is and how much a potential new payment would be if a new couple were to book the new date in question. Okay, so here's an example for you. Your price for a wedding in 2020 was $3,000. You increase it to $3,500 in 2021 and to $4,000 in 2022. Let's see what you end up losing if you give new dates away. A couple who booked you for $3,000 but then cancelled their 2020 wedding, that means that in this example, you would lose $2,000 because they had already paid you $1,000 as a retainer. When they also cancel their 2021 wedding, you lose $3,500 because your prices are no higher, it's a year later, because you know you would have gotten that date booked by a new couple. And now this couple wants to have a 2022 date. So they had one date in 2020, one date in 2021, and now they want a date in 2022, which you've already increased your prices for. So now your prices are 4,000. So you'd lose 2,000 since your couple has only agreed to pay another 2,000. Are you with me? If not, I'll be sure to put this in the show notes. Anyway, the total loss is 7,500. I also want you to keep in mind that this is a minimum loss, not factoring in any kind of upsells. So if you're good at upselling, for example, engagement sessions, extra hours, albums and prints, and you know how to price your work, this loss could easily be doubled, if not tripled. There are other ways to be nice than by giving away money, which is essentially what you're doing if you're agreeing to give new dates without charging for it. This is different though if you're not usually fully booked or if you're not dependent on certain dates or anything like that. So this mainly applies to wedding photographers, but I still say it's super important to be aware of as we all run our businesses on certain margins. And it's your business, not your clients, so don't let them bully you into doing things their way. You might just be driving your business into bankruptcy. And I also want to add that I think it's a big difference if an event can't possibly happen or if it just can't happen the way they had imagined. It's not your client's fault when restrictions stand in their way, but it's not your fault either. So make sure you're sticking up for yourself and that your contract is covering you. And if your contract is covering you, don't be afraid to stick to it. When it comes to your client, you have to keep them informed of your procedures and your policies. Using the pandemic as a reason for cancellation is very different now than it was 2 years ago. We all know the risks now, and we have to find a way to live with it. I wouldn't take on a wedding if my couple were wanting a minimum amount of guests, or they would cancel, for example, because I know that I'm the one with the biggest loss. Even if I were to keep the retainer, which of course I would still lose out on all the rest of the money if they cancelled. And chances are lower that I would be able to book that date again the closer we get to the date. I'll go right back to talking about this in just a minute, but I wanted to remind you that the doors for the Sustainable Photography Program are currently open for just a few more days. So if you want to join, now's the time. See, this program is all about running your business, but I'm actually not trying to convince you that business is fun and that you should care about it any more than your photography. Actually, I made this program because I think it should be the other way around. I'm offering this program to you so that you can focus more of your time and your energy on creating and storytelling, on being a photographer. But the thing is that you have bills to pay, like everyone else. So it's important that you have clients and money coming in. And if you spend a bit of time on that part now, you can spend so much more time having fun with your photography instead down the line. And that's why I call it the Sustainable Photography Program, because you should be able to have your business for years to come, working with clients you love who will pay you what you ask. So go to ingvildkollnes.com/sustainable if you want to check it out. You might also want to make sure that you have photographers around you who can cover you should you end up in quarantine when you're supposed to be photographing. I know for me, this has been a huge source of stress regardless, because my income is of course dependent on me showing up and doing my job, but taking care of our clients is an important part of running our business too. If you have good people around you, you might be able to find someone who can shoot the wedding while you do the editing. After all, the wedding day part of the job is the least time consuming. I also want to remind you that your dream client would respect you for the way you run your business. Some countries and counties have support arrangements if your business suffers, so check with your colleagues how they do things and what they've found, and contact your local government. I also know of some places that have been able to carry on pretty much like normal, so good for you. Finally, I want to add that the Sustainable Photography Program is currently open for enrollment, and if you want to grow your business to a place where you have more of the right clients who pay you what you deserve instead of having to work nonstop and burn out or struggle with ungrateful clients, you should really check it out. We start at the core, by figuring out who you are and basing the next steps on that. Mentoring and education cost, at least when it's effective. So you can keep thinking about it, and chances are high that you're in the same place 6 months from now that you are now. Or you can do something about it. Invest in yourself and your business and get your money back in no time. This program has been running for just over a year, and so far my clients have booked dream weddings in Tuscany, quit their part-time jobs, more than doubled their prices, and they've found their true style and sense of who they are and what to offer. And they're finally saying no to jobs that they don't want. So if you want to join us, the time is now.
Thanks for listening to Sustainable Photography. Head over to Instagram at Ingvild Kolnes to tell me what you want future episodes to be all about. Check out the show notes over at ingvildkolnes.com/podcast. You can learn more about the Sustainable Photography Program and sign up for the waitlist there. To get more of this content, make sure you subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. Your support makes all the difference. Talk soon.